want to talk about.
Whatever I want to talk about. Well, I want to talk about the Packer 49er game.
No, I would not like to talk about that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was upsetting.
Yeah, I guess that's probably, you know, you were a little upset we didn't get to watch it because we were playing in the Sioux at that point. I guess you're glad we had a game.
Yeah, I didn't need to watch that.
No. Okay, so we talked in the pregame again, defense versus offense, and I mean, hold Underwood to 0 points. That's two of them in a row for you now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those situations again where it was like, all right, this kid, he's going to come out, he's going to shoot, he's going to try to get his, and we just want you to do your best job on him, because if you hold him down, I mean, they're going to struggle as a team. And that was just my idea coming to the game, was this was a big game for us, and I wanted to do all that I could to help the team.
All right, so you made five triples in the first half, six altogether, from four different spots on the court. How'd you do that?
I just like to try and find the open spots and stuff. It was actually kind of funny before the game. Tebow, he said to me, he's like, I need six of them tonight. And I was like, all right, I'll make six of them. I said, after I make the sixth one, I won't shoot any more of them.
And you didn't.
I was just trying to set more teammates up in the second half. You know, I mean, they were covering me pretty good, so it was more let them come to me, you know, try and face guard me, do whatever, help get everyone else looks and stuff, you know.
They were in a kind of a catch-22, Finlandia, though. When you and Ryan both came out nailing threes, Marcus came off the bench and nailed a three. Then, you know, we said it at the time, look, it's, what is it, 27-8 at that point, and 30-8, and then it's like, then they have to start opening things up inside, and boy, Chris just licks his chops when he sees that, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's our, well, me and Ryan are both going, especially Ryan. I mean, he's probably the best player on our team. He can create, he can score, he can rebound, he does everything for us. I mean, when he gets it going, teams really focus on him, you know, and that helps out me a lot get open, and obviously Christian, like, that's a big man in the middle, and I mean, no one had any answers for him, so.
Well, you were dishing dimes out there. I'm going to have to put that one on Twitter tonight. That nice little dump pass to him for the dunk, eh?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Povich was trying to tell me I was shooting it, but I definitely wasn't shooting it. I don't think I would have missed it that bad that close.
Lastly, what was it that you think was the key to your defensive play today? What was it that, you know, you studied about Underwood and being able to shut him down as effectively as you did? And he also had three fouls. You got him into three fouls, and he had to sit.
Yeah, I definitely just, like, it was take it personal again. And, I mean, I had watched all the film on him. I knew his tendencies. I knew what he wanted to do and when he wanted to do it. And I was just like, I'm just not going to give him any breath. And, I mean, I just did my best, and it happened to be good. I mean, I have to turn around and do it again on Wednesday. I mean, he's going to be extra fired up for it. So I'm going to have to come even better on Wednesday.
All right, Matt, give your shout-outs to whoever you'd like to. We're going to sign off.
All right, shout-out to my grandparents. Shout-out to anyone back home that's listening. Shout-out to the Nelsons they came to watch tonight from back home. I really appreciate it. My family again. And just anybody else listening.
All right, well, congratulations. 30 points, lockdown defense. That's a good combination.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.